Hi, this is Anna Welly from Anna Welly Ayurveda, and this lesson is on plant-based diet, which is week number 5 in Soul Body Bliss. And regardless of what diet you have, if you're committed to being a vegan or being paleo, being gluten-free, doing a South Beach diet, the macro-micro diet, whatever, that doesn't really matter. That doesn't really apply. And so you can continue on with whatever is important to you. What I'm suggesting here in week number 5 with a plant-based diet is simply on eating more fresh, natural, whole plants. And the idea is the more you can incorporate these fresh, wholesome, prana-rich fruits and vegetables into your diet, the better. So over this lesson, we're going to cover why you want to do a plant-based diet, what a plant-based diet looks like, and then how to do it. So just some basic tips and ideas and just some troubleshooting with making a plant-based diet happen. So why to do a plant-based diet? The idea with having more plants and emphasizing plants in your diet, number one is that's going to bring in more prana. And prana is the vital life force essence. It's the movement of consciousness within you, and it's the consciousness, the aliveness within the plant. And so when you're eating more fresh, natural, whole plants, more fruits and vegetables and more natural grains, you're naturally going to take in more prana into your body. And taking in this prana is bringing that level of vitality, that energy, that freshness into your body. And so as you continue to eat more really fresh, natural, whole plants, more of these full natural vegetables, fruits, and grains, the more that you're going to feel that increase of consciousness within your body, the more you're going to feel light and clear and energized and really that level of increased vitality and aliveness within you. Bringing in more prana into your diet and eating more prana-rich vegetables and fruits is very healing to the body, to the mind, to the emotions, to even your more subtle bodies, into the emotional body, the energetic body, into the soul and the spirit. It's very, very healing. And really what's happening is you're taking in that vitality and that aliveness and all of those rich enzymes, all of the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, and all of that into your body to heal. And so this prevents so many diseases from happening down the road and really slows the aging process, really helps you to feel just more vital in your body, mind, and spirit. Having a plant-based diet also really improves that intake of nutrients, like I said. The less processed the foods are, the more they are in their whole complete state, and the fresher they are, the more nutrients they're going to offer into your body. And so in Ayurveda, we don't really look at vitamins and minerals and carbs versus fat or protein. We look at how whole and intact and fresh and alive the plant is. And when you're eating seasonally and rotating the different fruits and vegetables in your diet based off of what's happening in season and looking at the different six tastes, as long as you're taking in a variety of these natural, fresh, wholesome plants, you're going to get all of the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that you need, and your body's going to thrive with that. The other part about it is that when you're eating a plant-based diet, you have a better connection to nature and the natural world. You're that much more aligned and in tune with nature in itself. So regardless of whether you live out in nature on a farm or in a rural community, or you spend a lot of time in nature, or even if you live in an urban environment or a city or something like that, as you are more attuned to the plants that you're eating and more attuned to the plants that are in season, and more in alignment with these greater flows of energy through the actual food on your plate, the more you're going to be in synchronization or just in harmony with the natural world. The more, the greater connection that you have in the natural flow of Shakti or prana within yourself and nature around you. Another reason to have a plant-based diet is that you're going to have less ama. And ama is essentially anything in the body, the mind, the energy field that is undigested. And ama can show up as a plaque or a toxin. When you have a lot of ama in your body, it's going to show up on your tongue as a white coating. It can also show up as mucus or congestion. It can show up as any sort of feeling of blockage in the body. It also shows up with inflammation, with aches and pains within the body, stiffness, maybe even a stiff joint, or feelings of being heavy or stiff or anything like that in the morning time. Anytime you feel that you're just kind of losing that fresh essence within you, there's probably ama has built up somewhere. And ama literally blocks the flow of consciousness. It can also be a thin film of plaque over this, coating the cells of the walls of a cell. And so when the cell is coated in a little bit of ama, the consciousness isn't allowed to flow through the cell. And so when that consciousness is blocked from flowing through the body, from cell to cell and tissue to tissue and just throughout us, our physical being, when we're blocking that flow of consciousness, we are in disharmony. We're in pain or suffering. We're creating disease. We're creating illness. We're creating symptoms within the body. And if you're eating a prana-rich, natural, plant-based diet, you're going to be supported, number one, to not create ama in the future because it's that much easier to digest the natural food. And then number two, you're not going to be putting things into the body that will become ama. So if you're eating something that's more processed, something that's a little bit synthetic or unnatural or just unrecognized by the body because it's been taken away from its natural form, if the body doesn't recognize what you're taking in, what you're putting in your mouth, then it's not going to be able to break it down and utilize it in the cells and tissues of the body, and it might not know what to do with it about moving it out of the body. It might not be that efficient or easy to create waste with it. So an example might be just like eating some Pringle chips. Pringles are pretty far away from being a natural potato. There's going to be a bunch of weird synthetic components, and it's the potato has been so denatured that when you try to eat the Pringle, the body is like, what the hell is this? What do I do with this? And it's going to end up as ama in the body. And then you're going to have to support the body. Besides not eating the Pringles, you're going to have to support the body to rid itself of the ama that's built up from eating the Pringles. So when you prevent putting new ama in the body by eating the natural foods and not eating the synthetic or processed foods, you're going to basically feel that much more healthy, alive, fresh, vibrant, and energized. And then when you're eating this plant-based diet, the natural plants themselves, their prana, their consciousness, their living enzymes, all of their nutrients will support moving other ama out of the body. So it's just a complete win-win situation. So those are all the reasons on why, just basically touching on why you want to eat a plant-based diet. And there's even more room to go in deeper into all of those different, those touch points. But for the sake of time, we'll move on to what the plant-based diet is going to look like. So the plant-based diet is just going to be what I've been saying earlier. It's whole, natural foods, and then less processed food. So plant-based diet is going to have whole, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and grains, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices. And these are going to be simple, recognizable foods in their whole form. So again, an example with the grains could be having rice, just natural whole grain rice, rather than some form of rice, maybe like rice-a-roni out of a box, or having whole natural oatmeal, like steel-cut oats, instead of having instant oatmeal out of a packet, because those oats have already been denatured by being processed. And then we're just moving away from the processed food. So less canned food, less things out of a box, less frozen foods, less packaged things, and less foods from restaurants. So then also includes less flour or refined foods. Other things that have been really processed would be quote-unquote vegetable oil or canola oil. And so when these things are really, really processed, they've been denatured and they've been taken away from their whole unified form. And then that's when they become unrecognizable by the body. Another example would be like agave syrup. Agave syrup, granted it's from plants, but it's been so processed in that refinement that it becomes unhealthy for the body. Same thing with a lot of different corn products. It's like the corn has become so, has gone through so much refinement into making, you know, some cereal, some prepackaged cereal or something like that, that's going to be really hard on the body and it's going to build up in the body and create issues down the road. So then what you're just focusing on is having these whole fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, in their most natural form and complete form as possible, and just very simple, recognizable foods. So how to do it? What does it really look like when you're putting this into action, and how are you going to improve your plant-based diet? The first step is to just figure out where you're at and just notice that. And then you can see where you can make an improvement. And there is the worksheet and the charts in the Master Habits Guidebook and on week number 5, plant-based diet, can be really useful to just kind of recognize and figure out where your what your starting point is. And there's a few different levels of what the plant-based, where the plant-based diet is charted into. And we can have, you know, you can overlap into each different level. Like you might be doing some habits out of this standard American diet versus, you know, more of the kind of progressive levels of growing your own food or supporting the wild ecosystem. So it doesn't really matter specifically where you lie. You don't have to fit into a category. It's just those charts are there to help you recognize what your starting point is and to see where you can make improvement or what you want to step into. So once you're clear on how you can make your improvement, you want to be specific and easy and repeatable. And then you want to find a way to create a new habit around it and tie this to a trigger or reminder. And then you can keep practicing this, incorporating this specific habit into your diet until it feels automated, and then you can start a new one. So different ways and different tactics that you can support yourself to have a more plant-based diet. Number one is to just simply add more vegetables into your food. And so that might mean if you're cooking dinner and normally you would have a lot of meat and some starch and some vegetable, maybe it just means adding in an extra spoonful of broccoli or spinach or whatever your vegetable is for the night. It might mean that you want to start making your dinner more vegetable-based, so it's predominantly just vegetables on your plate, and just kind of seeing where you're at with that. It might mean adding in more fruit or vegetables into your breakfast. And just getting specific on that of where can I add more fruits or vegetables into a certain meal or into my week in general. Another idea is to start using a meal planner. And this is really, really helpful for so many people with this plan or with this habit. Doing a meal planner can help you really get clear on what the meals are for the week ahead. And when you get really clear on what meals you want to have, how you're going to make those meals specifically plant-based, then you can support yourself to make sure you get all the groceries that you need ahead of time and that you have the recipe and everything that you need to make your plant-based breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the week ahead. You could focus on buying more organic foods and making sure you're not buying genetically modified foods. You can try to go to a farmer's market more regularly, or just buy from a local farm whenever possible. So that might mean signing up for a farm share or finding local raised vegetables at the co-op or the grocery store, or getting to know a farmer or a friend that has a vegetable patch or something like that, and maybe doing some trade or anything like that. Another step could be growing some of your own food. And when you do that, it's like, when you get to pick your own food straight from your garden or your windowsill or your countertop or just a box of or a planter of lettuce on your back step, it's like the prana is so alive and so rich in those foods that you're really going to benefit from those efforts. So it might mean just planting some sort of vegetable, maybe some lettuces or some herbs or something like that, and putting them on your front step. It might mean expanding your garden. It might mean sprouting some sprouts on your countertop or growing some herbs on your kitchen window or something like that. Another way to step into more of a plant-based diet is to get to know what's in season. And just by doing that, you're then again attuning to more of what's going to be the freshest, what's going to be what Mother Nature is offering at this time. And so the best way to do that is simply when you walk into the grocery store and you notice, like, what do they have in bulk? What's on sale? What's, like, what do they have in heaping piles on the fruit or vegetable stand when you first walk into the produce section? Like, that's what's being harvested now. That's what's ready to be eaten. And then just noticing what looks good. Like, oh my gosh, these oranges look amazing, and there's so many of them. Like, all right, I'm going to load my basket up with that. Another step can be to get to know your wild weeds and get to know what just naturally grows in your yard or in your neighborhood or in even just in the gardens along in your neighbor's yard or something like that. Just getting keen on noticing if there's dandelion or thistle or purslane or any of those kind of wild weeds that are edible that are growing around you that you can harvest and add into your breakfast smoothie, your egg scramble, your soup, your dinner, whatever it is. And when you get to know just one local wild weed and you become familiar with that, you can practice incorporating it more into your diet and taking the benefits of that super highly conscious, thriving plant in your local ecosystem. Another step would be to try a new recipe from the recipe book. This course comes with a recipe book with, I think there's at least 20, if not 30 recipes that are all plant-based diet. And so when your motivation is high and you plan out ahead of time, maybe plan out your meal, get the groceries, have all the ingredients, and you can try a new recipe to add to your repertoire and start experimenting with different ways of making, adding something into a more regular rotation. You can also just try a new vegetable or a new fruit or a new grain you've never had. My experiment this week is to try millet, and I've just started reading about it, and I found out millet is one of the only grains that's considered to be alkaline, and it's very popular in Africa and Asian countries. And so it's pretty much similar to, it's like a little puffed grain, or it looks puffed. I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to this week, and so I can maybe share with that with you guys in the future. But it's just finding a new way to incorporate something into your diet. Maybe you've never had a leek before, so you want to grab a leek and chop it up and make like a leek walnut pesto. Whatever it is, just kind of find something new that you can explore to incorporate something different, a new plant, into your diet. You can try a smoothie for breakfast or even improve your smoothie. Can you make the smoothie more fresh? Can you make it more seasonal? Can you make it more specific to balance your dosha, your digestion? And the last tip I would have would be batch tasking and finding a way to batch task your meal prep or your meal planning or anything like that to support yourself in having more fruits and vegetables on a regular basis. So one example of that would be if you tend to rely on processed foods or going out to dinner more often than you would like, then one example you could do would be to make a big pot of soup and eat that for a couple of days. And then that way you're having just a natural, fresh, homemade soup. And you batch task it in one day so you have it to eat for 2 or 3 days ahead of time. Another example could be that you go to the grocery store, the farmer's market, and buy a bunch of vegetables to make a salad. And then you come home and you batch task it. You wash all of the vegetables, you chop them all up, you put them into a big bowl or some Tupperware containers or something like that in your fridge. So then when you get home from work or whatever it is when it's mealtime, you already have this, you've already prepared yourself and set yourself up for success by having all the vegetables available to you, ready to go, toss into a salad, toss it into a blender for some soup, or steam it up or saute it and put it over rice or whatever, and you've just really made it that much easier to make your new habit happen. And then the last tip is just to find where you can be more natural, more unprocessed, and use more wholesome ingredients in your food. So examples of this would be to use the whole oats instead of instant oats if you're making oatmeal. It might mean adding a stewed apple or adding some whole fresh fruit or nuts or seeds onto your oatmeal. You could switch to granola instead of a processed cereal. You could make your own nut milk instead of using a processed nut milk. Or if you're eating cow's milk, it might mean finding a place where you can get raw, unprocessed, unpasteurized milk. It can mean using sprouted seeds and nuts instead of roasted nuts with salt. It could be sprouting some sprouts on your countertop. It could be having more rice, quinoa, or couscous, one of those more of those whole grains, instead of something more processed like bread or a whole wheat pasta or whatever. Be moving away from the processed stuff and just using things in their whole complete form. Even having rice cakes instead of bread or processed crackers. And it might just mean looking at your the food that you buy and reading the labels and noticing that if you can't recognize an ingredient, if you can't pronounce the name of the ingredient, then you probably don't want to be eating it. Another example would be to make an ice cream from bananas instead of ice cream. And so you just have frozen bananas in the freezer, you pop them in the blender, you might add some vanilla or some cacao powder or some goji berries or something like that, and you blend it up and you have what's basically like ice cream, but instead it's like just one or two natural wholesome ingredients. Another good tip would be to use have dates or figs or raisins instead of cookies or candy. And again, the main emphasis is just on moving away from the foods that come in a can, that come in a box or a package or anything from a restaurant, and adding in more of those fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, freshly prepared vegetables, so that you're just cooking them up and yourself in your kitchen, from raw to lightly steamed or sauteed or into those soups and things like that. Doing more whole grains such as rice, oats, millets, quinoa, and granola. Preparing legumes, beans, lentils. Having raw or sprouted nuts, raw seeds, and natural spices, teas, and water. So this might mean that you want to go through your kitchen cupboards when you're highly motivated and get rid of all the packaged stuff that you don't want to eat anymore. And so maybe you want to donate some, and maybe some of it you're just ready to toss. You want to throw out the instant foods, the processed cereals, anything that has a list of ingredients you can't clearly identify or pronounce what each and every ingredient is. And then it might mean that you simply start making dinner for yourself one extra night per week, or pack your lunches with really simple, wholesome food. Change the instant oatmeal to whole oats, or try a new kind of fruit in your breakfast smoothie, or maybe add in a local wild weed into your breakfast smoothie. Wherever you're at in the spectrum of things is perfectly fine. There's absolutely no judgment. We can all constantly work on improving this habit for the rest of our lives. So just take a look at habit number 5 in the Master Habits ebook. Inquire where you want to make improvements with your diet and how you can add in more plants, how you can make your diet more plant-based. Use the charts on page 31 to 34 to help you figure that out. And then just get clear on how you're going to make this happen and share your new habit on the forum. Make it specific, make it easy and doable, and then tie it to a trigger or reminder. All right, thanks so much. This is week number 5 for Soul Body Bliss, and I will talk to you soon.